Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks, sis. Don't mind. We're still sis. She's Pastor. She's my sister. So I get to enjoy both worlds. World of sister and world of pastor. We had a nice time on phone last week. Interesting session. The anointing is not a function of location. It transcends location. We are praying about something, and there and then, the Holy Spirit decided to show himself. Between Norway and Nigeria, some interesting things happened. Jesus is Lord. I am going to start on a very weird note. I need just five people out here. And I want everybody to, any five, male, female, five people. Why is it ladies? I want men. It's not fair now. Five. Okay. Three ladies, two men. Let's do it like that. Please face everybody. Help me. You can mix yourself. One, two, three. Me, guy, please come here. You can come. So that they won't say I did. Please follow me. Everybody follow me. I did this. Let me start here. What do you... Just take a look. You can see it, right? Everybody, you can see it. You can see it. Can you see it there? Yes. Everybody, just take a look. One of the major things I do training. I've done it for over 15 years. So I'll teach us something simple here. Now, can you all see it? Okay. Now, let's do this together. Let's start from here. Pick a number. A number. Pick a number. Pick a number. Pick a number. Five. Let's do it again. Let's so that we all hear. Pick the same number. You said two, three, four, one, five. Good. Let me put it there. Question one to everybody. What did I tell them to do? Pick a number. What did they do? Number one, they picked between number one and five. Is that what I asked them to do? No. Number two, what did I tell them to do? Pick a number. What did they do? The minute she picked five, she picked two, they all eliminated number two. The minute she picked two, they eliminated two out of the equation. What did I tell them to do? Did I say, once you pick two, it is no longer relevant? What did I tell them to do? What did you pick? What did you do? Why? Simple. I said pick a number. Two is out. Four is out. So what next? I have three. This is the person I pity the most. They don't pick the four. Wait till the rain. Yes or no? And that's exactly how a lot of us run our lives. Thank you very much. Please sit. That's exactly how a lot of us run our lives. Number two is gone. What is left? They are selling the church card. Why should I join them to sell it? There are people that are plenty selling. Hello? What if you start selling your own and everybody comes there? You have an edge already anyway. Just because others are doing it does not mean that the door is closed. Hello? The flip side to it is that's the way the government actually runs all of us. The news you get is actually what they decide that they want you to hear. One of my previous jobs, I used to meet very senior people at 2 a.m. And I met the particular Rear Admiral one day. It was around 2:30 a.m. And throughout the meeting, between 1 and 4, his phone did not stop ringing. And I was, at some point, I asked him, the people calling you, don't they know you should be sleeping? Guess what he told me? The last time I slept between 1 and 4 was 15 years ago. So that's when we decide what happens in Nigeria. That's what he told me. So that's when we decide what happens in Nigeria. In fact, during that meeting, one of Nigeria's richest men called him. That's when I knew that, this is how it works. When the Bible says when men slept, it knows what he's saying. Hello? Can you help me with my presentation? When I was praying about this, a few things came up to me. The first one was the word light. The Holy Spirit told me I'm going to shed light on people's minds. Sir, one word I got when we were worshiping is prepare for increase. Now, there are a few people here. You feel 2023 has not been it. You know, there is Chronos and there is Kairos. Chronos is time in terms of January to December and all that. The Lord said when people are saying Happy New Year, your own New Year has not started. Hello? When people are saying Happy New Year this year, your own New Year has not started because your year has not ended. And there is somebody here, there is a word for you. Amos 9 verse 13, Message Translation. Amos 9 verse 13, Message Translation. The Bible says things will happen so fast for you, your head will swim. It says it will happen one on the heel of another. That is what will happen to you. You will get embarrassed with calling pastor. You know what it means to get embarrassed with calling? You want to call him. Pastor, it has happened though. Then tomorrow, pastor, is that happened though. Then the next day, pastor, then by the fourth day, oh God, this one is calling again. Why? It has happened. That will be your story. In the name of Jesus. Let me bring the presentation up. Yeah, just keep moving. Let's move. Just move. Don't worry about it. Just move. And then, yes, this is where I want us to start. Who knows this guy? Some of you are too spiritual. You don't know him. Hell, everybody stretch your hands in that direction. You all know him now. Why? Some people are just acting like assistant Holy Ghost. I don't know why. Oh, some people are not born. Oh, we are showing our age. Okay. Can you play this video? Everybody, please quiet and listen. Is the sound up? Go back. Rewind it. Drag it back. Play it again. I need to hear. There are things he said that I want to talk about. Yeah.
Drag. That's what made me what I am today.
Stop. Pause. Now, play it. You've gotten the sound. Now, play it for me. Play it from the beginning. Yes. Just play. Good.
I've had my ups and downs, my fair share of bumpy roads and heavy winds. That's what made me what I am today. Now I stand here before you. What you see is a body crafted to perfection. A pair of legs engineered to defy the laws of physics. And a mindset to master the most epic of splits.
Who can say where the road goes, where the day flows?
love that video. That's one of my own best adverts of all time. One of my best videos of all time. What did you see in that video? Next slide. Let me talk about the things he said. The first one, he talked about bumpy roads in his journey. Hello? Fair shares of ups and downs. That is the notion that people have, that when you have up and down as a Christian, it's not right. Sometimes it is God himself that allows it. Genesis 26, the Bible talks about an Isaac dug a well. If you read the New Living Translation, it says, and they claimed the land from him, the well from him. Then he dug the second one, and they collected it again. Then he dug the third one, and then he called in Rehoboth, because nobody contended with him. Some of us are on our journey to Rehoboth. You're on your journey to your Rehoboth. And because they claimed the first one, you think God is not there. God saw it. My wife died January 3, 2021. And one of the things God told me is, I know what I am doing. It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. But I can tell you for a fact, God knows what he's doing. There is a word for someone here. God does not make mistakes. No matter what you are going through, God does not make mistakes. The second thing is, God is not blind to the things happening to you. In fact, he saw the whole script play out. It was recently that I was learning a few things around Esau and Jacob. Esau have I loved, Jacob have I, Esau have I hated, Jacob have I loved. It doesn't make sense, truthfully. Because the Bible is written with words, sometimes we tend to skip a few things. So for example, the Bible says 14 years in two sentences. How long did Jacob spend before he got to Rachel? 14, Abby. He did the first seven. The Bible wrote it one sentence. 7 years, one sentence. Then the guy got another 7 years. Question to you, how fine was Rachel by the time she was marrying him? You get my point? At least maybe she was hot babe 14 years ago. She would have been different by that time now. He waited. So the Bible writes some things in one sentence and it covers a whole lot of time. Because God does not dwell in time. No matter what you're going through, your ups and downs, God is always there. The second one, he said, a body crafted to perfection. What he was saying there is, I did the work. Yesterday evening, I was reading. It sounded like a joke. The guy wrote on Instagram, he said, we invited somebody for an interview. When the time for the interview came and the person did not show up, we decided to call. And the person responded, sorry, I am in Shiloh. Sorry, I am in Shiloh. Please, that is the place for the anointing. That is the place for work. You will do the work. The Bible was very clear. It said, God blesses what? Works of our... You will do the work. Sometimes God wants to bless and there is nothing available that you have to bless. You need to do the work. Every successful person, note the word, I said successful. I didn't say rich. There are two different things. Genesis 39 verse 1 is one of my best descriptions for success. Genesis 39 verse 1, the Bible says, and Joseph being a successful man, where was he? Prison. Successful man in prison. How does he add up? God's parameters and definitions for success are different. The number one parameter for success with God is that God was with him. It is not the result that you are seeing or the environment. It is God being with him. That is what defines success. David, God was with him. Joseph, God was with him. Jesus, God was with him. That is the definition of success. Before you start thinking, it is how rich or how poor you are. No. Rich or poor are a function of God adding to it. Next one, sir. Just keep that slide. Did you see me here? I'm fine. Hello, guys. Defy the laws of physics. If you can do that split that you did here, please raise your hand. We know ourselves. There is a place of talent, but there is a place of him putting in the work. It defied the laws of physics. No limitations. They said no woman in your office has ever been MD before I came. Now I'm here. Hello? They said, it's not God said. Now you are here. Next one. A bumpy road. No worries. I will continue it in my head. A mindset to master the most epic of splits. Mindset. Exposure helps with our mindset a lot. I was telling somebody yesterday, what the word hell in Nigeria, what does it mean? If you say hell, hellfire, Abby. I live in Norway. There is a beautiful city in Norway called hell. The word hell in Norway means fortunate. Mindset. You know when we write here, if you write God with small letter, they will beat us when we're in school. Abi? G-O-D. Yeah, it must be capital G to show that it's God. We do it. The word God in Norwegian means good. G-U-D means God. So if you go to Norway and you're saying God, it must be capital G, they'll be looking at you like, what is he saying? Because in their country, in their sphere, you think differently from the way they think because their words translated in English mean something different. Mindset. They are shutting down prisons in Norway. They don't need it. The offenses they have are more with drunk driving, DUI, those kind of. And I think it's because they are over prosperous. That's their problem. They are shutting it down because very few people. The day I shipped some things from Nigeria, they dumped it at my door. I came back in the evening and picked it up. Nobody will steal it. Nobody. Why? Their culture is one of, this is your thing, stay there. That's their culture. They have problems. One of their biggest problems is they've removed the word Christian from their constitution. They said they are not a Christian country again. They are a secular country. They've taken it out. And that's what happens with prosperity. When I go for evangelism, one of the things I hear regularly is, why do I need God? Everything I have, they don't need it technically. You know what I'm saying? They don't. That is, if you don't have job, you get paid. In fact, in Norway, it takes 2 years to fire people. If they want to fire you, you have to go through a process. Except you will pay the person 6 to 1 year salary ahead. Who will want to, because I want to fire you, I will pay you 6 months. They won't, because the government will not allow. Because the government knows they will take over the responsibility of paying you if you don't have a job. So they will make sure that you don't get fired. And what that means for people like me is, some of my colleagues work at their own pace if they like, when they like. You can't push them. You can't make noise. 3 o'clock, everybody is out. It's the foreigners that are there. We are the ones that stay in the office. 3 o'clock, the road is tight because people are out. That's the way they work. It's mindsets. Any small thing, somebody has gone to the doctor. I am stressed. The doctor gives him a note. Work 50% every time. So he comes to work Mondays and Fridays. And if he disobeys and he asks Wednesday to eat and doctor finds out, doctor will give him another note, 100%. No company, you must stay in your house. Yes. That's the way it works. mindsets. The more you travel, the more things change for you. It's you beginning to understand different cultures, different environments, and different things that can happen to you. There is money in Nigeria. I will get there. Move on. Let's move fast. Very fast. Move. Yes, four levels of people. Please, I didn't mean to offend anybody with this one that I put, so you know. There are those who are wishers. All they do is wishful thinking. Then there are dreamers. Joseph did not just dream. Sorry. I will talk about it soon. It wasn't just the dream that got Joseph the job. The dream got him in front of Pharaoh. The dream didn't get him the job. The third one, they are planners. You're always planning. Hey, do something. There are people here, you know what you want to do. Business. You know what? Step out. Be like Peter. Step out first. Enter the water. When you step out, if you sink, Jesus will pull you up again. Enter first. At least it is on record that two people walked on water, not one. Hello? It is on record today. Two people walked on water. Jesus and Peter. The rest were doing what? Bros. I stay here? You stay there? Yes. It's even amazing to me that Peter was asking Jesus that he should come. He's a fisherman. Which fisherman do you know that doesn't know how to swim? So what was he afraid of? The last one, the achievers. You make things happen. But making things happen require quite a number of things put together. One of the reasons why I respect this man of God is what you see is Sunday. What happens Monday to Friday, you don't know. This man, they do business. At least we've done something together. That's why I can say it. They do business. So he's not coming to just preach and that's it. He makes his money doing the work. So he's not just coming and preach Bible alone. He also lives it. That's what we are talking about. Keep moving. Yes. You have people who do not take action and who do not plan. They are grumblers. Should I say something you won't like? Permit me. We complain about the politicians, yes or no? The reason is because it's not yet your turn. No, truthfully. But one thing you forget is most of the politicians did the work. They did the work. The risk, the money, the time, the midnights, the campaign, they did the work. But a lot of us grumble because we are not doing anything. The second are people who stumble. You don't have a plan, but you are just moving. Then the third one are those who fumble. Plan day, but you are not taking action. You are just there. But the last set, notice the guy is sitting on a wheelchair. But he's winning. Irrespective of the so-called challenge, he's still winning. Have a plan and take action. You have planned enough. Step out. Next one, sir. Move. Keep moving. This last. So what makes a champion successful? Two key things. A mindset and a lifestyle. A mindset and a lifestyle. If you think having 10 million naira is being rich, that's breakfast for somebody. That's somebody's breakfast. And it's not being wasteful. I have had the opportunity to meet a few billionaires in life. And what I found out from a lot of them, they are not spending their real money. They are spending what I call the profit of the profit. No, they are not spending profit. So somebody who has 4 billion, or let's say 200 billion, he invests it, and that 200 billion makes him 20 billion. Then that 20 billion, he invests it, then he gives him another 2 billion. You see that 2 billion, that's what he's flexing with. He has not touched the 200, has not touched the 20. And you two want to be forming like him. Somebody told me I'm going to drink wine when I come when I see you, and I just told that you want Azul. Don't stop looking at me. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Yes, I was just this morning. One of my phones. My sister was asking me, this phone is this? I said yes. It's not expensive. It's just 1.8 million. For me, the 1.8 million gives me the value I am looking for. To another person, it is very expensive. To another person, it is a very cheap phone. We are in stages and we are in sizes. Know where you belong. What? You are clear? please, move. Which one do you want to be? Oh, this one. You know that light means this for me. The person giving the punch. But this is how day-to-day life works. You are either punching or somebody is punching you. That's the way, whether you are in business, whether you are in career, this is the way it works. Move, sir. I'm very particular about time. The system works if you work it. Many Christians are naive. You do church mind. And you think everybody else operates with you with church mind. But what you should be operating with is Holy Spirit mind. Where you know things before they happen. Sometimes you sit down before a meeting and just pray in tongues for a few minutes. And then the Holy Spirit begins to... Holy Spirit, help me. I joined a particular company, and for the first 5 or 6 months, it was like hell. Guess what happened? I was reporting to the MD every Monday when I get to the meeting. It was like it is Shehi versus MD. Every Monday. In fact, it was like people will bring popcorn to the meeting. Shehi, where they go around, where they get to Shehi, everybody will laugh. You know that? Move back. It's about to go. It's about to go down. That was what was happening. Me and the MD. And I was like, what did I do wrong? Then I went to the Holy Spirit and I started praying, and he told me, going forward, don't talk in any meeting. How does that solve my problem? And then I went to meetings. I will know the answer to things and I will keep quiet. I will know the answer. They will ask questions and I will just be looking at everybody. In fact, what my late wife told me to do was to always go into the meeting with water. When you want to talk, drink water. The water will be in your mouth. You won't be able to talk. That's what she told me, and I started doing it. They just said I started bringing water to meet you. That was the solution. One day, the man just got up one day and he said, all of you here, none of you works as hard as Shehi. All of you do this and that and that. Shehi is the person I want you to be looking at. After the meeting, somebody came, which soap did you use? I'm not joking. They asked, which soap did you use today? Richard said this about you in the meeting in front of all of us. I didn't use anything. Then Richard called me and he said, you know why I was having issues with you? You always had an answer. It was annoying that if I ask everybody, I know Shehi will give me an answer. He said, I was upset that, why are you the only one? You always had an answer. You should have just told me now. I would have just kept quiet. He said, you always had an answer, and I used to just get upset about it. But the Holy Spirit knew. So he told me, start keeping quiet. And when the man saw that it seems this guy has learned, then he changed. So we have an edge. The system works if you work it. Amen? Next one, sir. Yes. Understand what works in your organization. Be the best at what you do. Know the current trends in your profession. If you are a banker here, where's any banker in the house? Okay. There's something called the PwC report. Who has read it? Try and read it. The PwC reports for different industries. When Zenith Bank started, they started with corporate banking. Yes or no? Why do you think they are doing retail banking? Why? Because studies found out that retail banking is the future of banking. So they invested money and started doing retail banking too. When they started, if you bring 250, they will tell you that you are not the kind of customer we are looking for when they started then. But now, there is zero balance. Why? Because somebody did research and showed them that if you want to remain relevant, the future is in retail banking. So what is the future of your industry? What's the future? You need to know. There are answers everywhere. Just take time and find out. There was a time that was, what's that thing? When you do taxation, there is IFSAS, there is EFSAS, there are different types. Who knows what IFSAS is? It's public sector accounting. There is joint venture accounting, there is public sector accounting, all those things. I'm not an accountant. I went to Google and I read. One read. When we went to school, Google was not there. I told my son recently, I said, when I was doing my thesis for first degree, we used to go to British Council. You will book 1 hour to use the internet, and then you will line up. That 1 hour is what you use to browse, to check for materials, and then use it for, and you are done. Now, we have phones, different sizes, different shapes. Please let your phone make money for you. Let your phone open doors for you. Thank you. Maximize the internet, Google, YouTube. I am a single father with 3 children living in a country with limited support. In Nigeria, you have one auntie, one brother. Somebody can always help you. Where I live, I've never entered my neighbor's houses because it's weird. They don't. They greet you. If they even, you are the one that we greet, then they will. That's their culture. They are very quiet, reserved in their own world. So sometimes when I want to cook some soups, I go on YouTube. And I just begin to watch. Okay, pour this, let it steam for 5 minutes, add this to it, this. When I do it the first time, by the second time, I know how to cook the soup. And that's how I've made several types of soups. YouTube works. Make use of it. There are people that I remove from my Facebook page. Sorry, I will say it here. If you are one of those that all you do on YouTube is good morning, peeps, you are not serious. You are not the kind of person I want to read this message. You are out. You should be adding one value or the other to me. The value may be football. Yes, it doesn't need to be money. There are people, if you go to my Facebook page, there are people that I have serious banter with, especially that my club is not doing well now. Thank you. My club, if you see how I was, the person I'm staying with is an Arsenal fan. He was excited yesterday when Man U lost. He didn't know that Israel was coming. So Man U lost 3-0 yesterday. And he was feeling, your club lost though. I said, when they started their match, I just told you, you are going to lose in Jesus' name. And they lost 1-0. If you know how happy I was. I was very happy. At least the Arsenal fans will keep quiet. Then the Chelsea fans, all the vocalizers, the mechanics, they will let us hear word because they've been losing too. At least have a life, strike a balance. Everything is not money, everything is not work. Do something else, put something to your life and put a balance. Keep going, sir. I'm almost done. Yes, this one. It's not everybody that is called to be an entrepreneur. Oh, I want to own a business. Yes. In fact, there are researches and studies that show people are designed to own a business. But one thing you are all designed for is to be an investor. Everybody. Warren Buffett is one of the richest men in the world. Technically, Warren Buffett does not own any business. I hope you know. He just has companies that invest everywhere. And by reason of that, he makes his billions, and he gets young people to run those businesses. That's what he does. And he's perfected the art of doing it. So you don't necessarily have to start your own business, because the truth of the matter is, if all of us own a business, who will do the work? Who will work? You get my point? And there are people who have risen to the top, they've made money, made name, and they never own businesses. Dr. Christopher Kolade, we all know him a lot. He became MD of Cadbury, became ambassador to the United Kingdom for Nigeria. There are many of them like that. The little you have, make investments. Make investments. I have a spreadsheet that I use to monitor my that I use to track what I invest every month. Oh, this month, federal government bond is out. It is 12.39%. Okay, 12.39. How much is inflation? If I minus that difference, it gives me a better value. I did Sukuk bond 2 months ago. How many of us know the Sukuk bond? I don't live in Nigeria, but I do investments here. Sukuk bond, what they do is 10 years. So if you put in 1 million, they give you 15% every year for the next 10 years. And on the 10th year, they give you your original principal. There are so many things. And the best part is the minimum investment is 5,000 naira. You don't need millions. The minimum investment is 5,000 naira. You will fill the form, put 5,000, they will collect it. And on your 5,000, they will be giving you money every year, twice a year. 15% divided by 2, twice a year for 10 years. Investments exist in this country, so many. What's the current inflation rate? People know book. What did you say? 27.3. Okay. You know that 3 months or 4 months ago, somebody wrote 4%. I said they forgot the zero at the back. Who remembers that thing? That they wrote 4%, but 3 or 4 months ago, I said somebody forgot the zero. They were typing, and they put percent instead of zero before it. So if you have 27.3% as inflation, and your money is in a savings account at 4%, Abi, that means your money is losing 23% every month. So why don't you find something that reduces the gap? You get my point? It doesn't necessarily have to get to the 27. At least if I'm doing 14%, it's better than 4%. So I've closed the gap, and I'm making money on it again. Those are ways people make money. When I was executive director in GTL, one of the things that used to happen every Monday morning, there is a researcher that comes to the executive management meeting, and he will be telling our group CEO, this week, we need to go high. Next week, we need to go low. So what he's basically saying is, most of the money we have in Naira, move them to dollars. Next week, he can tell you that the dollar will drop by 100 Naira. Move a lot of the dollars back to Naira. So they will be moving 400 million this way, 300 million that way, every week. And that's how they make money. That's how a lot of the billionaires make money. They hedge on the Forex, how it works. If you go on CBN website, you'll be amazed the volume of information they have, as in volumes, where you can actually decide that based on what we see and the trend, on Wednesday, Naira will gain 200 Naira. If Naira will gain 200 Naira, that means I should load more money on the Naira side. I'm not talking of 1 million Naira. I'm talking of maybe somebody loading 40 billion. Exactly. When they load money on that side, why do you think the banks are declaring huge profits? 160 billion as profits. A lot of it is FX. Just move it left, move it right. Move it left, move it right. By the time you move 300 billion to this side and you get one naira on each billion, what have you done in 24 hours? You've multiplied the money. And then you're having double-digit growth, double-digit margins. It's not rocket science. Somebody is doing the work, looking at the papers and looking at the numbers. That's how they work. Be an investor. Some companies grew, the margins on some companies in the last 6 months have been triple digits, not double, if you've invested in their shares. I have made 232% of what I invested in MTN. 232% on my investments in MTN. Hello, I just gave somebody a expo. If you know, you know. Abi? Sometimes you see those shares that 1.50 kobo. Those ones that are 40 kobo. Ah, those ones sweet. You are looking for the big name shares. You see those small ones? Better money they there. That thing, these are practical things we are talking about that you can do. Move. Oh, yes. Whether you're an employee or an employer, first one, have a vision. Please don't, I don't recommend people should leave where they work. When you are starting a business, I won't lie to you, it's not fun. You are carrying lives and people on your shoulder. Paying salary, I've done work before that I wasn't paid salary for 3 months. That's the part of entrepreneurship that people don't see. But I had to make sure staff were paid. Month in, month out. If I remove my own money, which money will we use next month? Especially in an era where people, you almost beg people to pay you for the job you've done. So make sure you are stable before you step out 100%. Except if God tells you it is time to go. Apart from that, please, you can do both. You will pay the price. You will pay the price. There is a company that Benin. I will finish my normal day job, get home, then sit to start preparing the presentations that will be used in Benin, in Nigeria, in one of the places that we were doing business. And I will finish that one around 12:30 a.m. In between, I will cook lunch or dinner for my children and finish around midnight. In the morning, review, then send to Nigeria for people to do the work. So I was making money. Oh, no, I was. I make money in Norway and I make money in Nigeria. My target for myself is to be able to make enough money in Nigeria that when you convert it to the Norwegian currency, it's equal to what I make in Norway. That's the target I've given myself. So, and one of my rules that I've defined for myself is Nigeria pays for Nigeria, Norway pays for Norway. I am not sending money from Norway to Nigeria. Each country must pay for itself. Every bill in Nigeria will be paid by Nigeria. So I must work in Nigeria to make sure Nigeria makes that money. That's the rule I set for myself. But it requires a lot of work. That's my vision for myself. Second one, get informed. Jeremiah 1:11. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:10 that God asked Jeremiah, what do you see? What was his response? I see an almond tree. Question, how did he know it was an almond tree? Why didn't he call it a fotete? Why didn't he call it mango? He specified, I see an almond tree. He was very specific, which means he was informed enough to know what an almond tree looks like. What does your almond tree look like? Do you know it? Do you know how your almond tree look like? Information. Get informed. Know things. Read online. In fact, a lot of things are free now. Read. Stop following Yaba Left online 24/7. I follow him, by the way, for my jokes, for me to laugh. Yes. Yeah, well, yes. Please. Spend time reading. There are so many things you can read online. Narrametrics is there. You will learn stuff from them. Learn enough. You'll be surprised what you know. Then the next one here says, start from somewhere. Success doesn't just happen. Start. Yes, you're not making 100,000. Is it 5,000 you made? It is extra. Our generation is waiting for the big money. But you start with the small ones. Start somewhere. At least start doing something. Then it says, know your bus stop. If you don't know your bus stop, every bus stop will look like the bus stop. They said, what pure water is selling, you go there. They said, codeine is selling, you move there. They said, a jackpot is selling, you go there. I can assure you, if God has not told you to go, you will suffer. It's not a curse. It's because you refuse to follow instruction. I tell people that me, I didn't jackpot because I didn't pay for my flight. It was the company that employed me that relocated me. So me, I didn't japa. I went and I knew God was sending me to nowhere. I know some of the I call myself a... what I do in Norway is the secondary. The primary is the evangelism I went to do. So we do a lot of evangelism because I can tell you that country needs God. We really need God. I was talking to a secondary school guy in front of a lake, and I was telling him about Jesus and him walking on water. Guess the response the guy told me. They've told me a lot of things in school when we do religious studies. But that walking on water, that one blew my mind. That's a lie. That's what he told me. He said, that's a lie. So what did I do? He just switched into the spiritual. And I told him, your mommy is having issues. When you get home, tell your mommy, Fred. He looked at me. Fred means peace in Norwegian. He looked at me. You know that look of, who told you? I said, exactly. You, there were four of them. I said, you, this is what happened in your house 2 days ago. The Lord says I should tell you this. Everybody began to, I've never met you. Where is this coming from? I said, yes, that is how the spiritual works. If I can tell you all of this, why do you think Jesus cannot walk on water? That's what he did. Yes. He stepped into the supernatural, and that's why he could walk on water. So do you want to give your life to Christ? That's how we walk sometimes. Step out, and when you switch, that you be like, say this thing, this English, you know they work. Yes, you be like, say this English, you know they work. Come. Do you agree that actually in Norway you don't lay hands on people anyhow, you don't pray for them anyhow, you for permission? Or else they can call police and you'll be arrested for intrusion. So do you accept that I should pray for you? I want to lay my hands on you. Fine. And you pray. So how is the illness? It has gone. Yes. So that's the advantage we have. You are doing business. It seems it's not working. Go and pray. In fact, the people you are praying that are your competitors, they don't have Jesus. So you don't even need 30 minutes. If they are Christians now, it is a different thing that God, you have to be considering son and son. They are not. So it is, son, what do you want? This is it. He will sort you out. Move. Yes. Stay connected to the source. Know where to look for jobs. They say jobs are scarce. True. But the biggest scarcity we have is talent. It's not job scarcity. The biggest scarcity we have as a country is talent. And unfortunately, we are grooming people to be employees, not employers. Then even the employees, we are not grooming them on how to get jobs. I have done some interviews and I'm like, Father Lord, what is this? As if somebody will come for an interview and when they are talking, you'll be asking yourself, Father Lord, open my eyes to see what I don't see. With, Christians, how can you come for an interview with anointing oil showing on your head? No, it's true. You have, as it's visible on your head. Yes, anoint yourself, but please, you don't have to put it out. We should see it that you have anointed yourself for us to know that you're, please. It will turn some people off, and that's the end. And then you wonder why the anointing did not work. Be prepared. Learn to sell yourself. Your dressing. Please, when you go for interview, please don't dress like tetracycline. You wear well yellow shirt, red trouser. Please. I learned that the hard way. Me. I learned it the hard way. In front of Shegun Agbaje, so that you will know the name. Yes. That was 22 or 23 years ago. We had done all the GT Bank stage and everything. So I can tell you my own failures. It's not like I had everything fixed together. No, I failed too. And I got to the final stage. 9 of us. They had printed our letter. And Shegun Agbaje did not choose one. He said he doesn't want 9 of us. Out of about 12,000 that did interview, that started from writing test, the 9 of us, he said he doesn't want. Then one of my friends who was senior went back to him that the last person that came in, he said, I don't like his shirt. That was the reason. He said he didn't like my shirt. So going forward, all the interviews that I went for, I was wearing white shirts. That's what I did. Every other interview was white. At least everybody will like white. That's how I learned my own. Update yourself, refresh your skills. We were talking about Joseph. Joseph's gifts got him to Pharaoh. But it was the things he said after that got him the job of prime minister. Because Pharaoh said, there is no man. Remember, he said, there is no man that has the wisdom that you possess to do what you have said. He could have said it and Pharaoh would say, thank you, pay him and let him go. But when he said the extra, that's what got him the prime minister job. I'm almost done. Understand corporate language. Balance sheets. I'm even using accounting, the easiest ones. Cash flow, profit and loss, return on investment. COG, cost of goods sold, DSO, day sales outstanding. Learn the language. They say a lot about you. You will not be present when they are deciding who they will promote. A lot of it is the impression you've given in the minds and the heads of people. Ah, that guy, he knows something. He's one of them. I have been in promotion. I've sat where people get promoted, and I know how those things work. God first, family second, work third. God first, family second, work third. You may not start a business, but you may be an investor. Stop winking in the dark. Learn to communicate. Learn to communicate. Have a clear plan and vision. Your dream can be fulfilled. Pastor said something. I was laughing to myself when you were talking about people have forgotten their secondary schoolmates and all that. The Benin job came from somebody that both of us have been doing training 12 years ago. We used to go, the First Bank, we go and do training in First Bank, training here, do training. She now got appointment as DG of an agency. And I waited and bided my time. Madam, you know I know this thing. Yes. I want to train for your organization. She, oh yeah, that's all. I didn't do any process. It was just, Shehi, you know it, I know it. Bring your company, come and do it for us. That was it. I left Nestle 2008. One of the closest friends to me today works for Nestle. I am on the Nestle group. If I want some things done in Nestle, I still get it done. Imagine 2008 to now. See those people. Build those networks. I'm a phone call away from anybody I want to be with. Network, know people. Know people. When you do, everything you want in life is one person away. It used to be four, now it is one. One person away. How did our own happen? Should I be saying it out? You know what you did now? And now, yes, I'm serious. I'm trying to be vendor in so-so-so place. I know the person now. That's what she said. I know the person now. And then she took a walk and went to have a discussion. That's my brother. And the next level of that thing happened. Please let me tell your neighbor, convert relationships to money. Move. Please, move. Move. No, you went the other way. You should go the other way. Yeah. There are ups and downs. Learn to talk. Next. This should be the last one. Yes. So I put it, summarize everything in 10 things. Number one, learn from people before you. Have a mentor. I have them. I don't take critical decisions without asking them questions. I don't. Yes, I pray. I get the leading. Then I talk to them about it, that this is it. Sometimes what they do is take the leading you have and help you shape it into what will make you move forward. So God tells you, go forward. Question is, how? Well, they have moved forward before you. They know the loophole. And I have Christian. I have non-Christian. I have them. I just pick my phone and you call. Ask them questions. They will tell you what to do. Communicate. It's not everything you say out, but you should learn to talk. Focus. Have the right attitude. Be flexible. Changes will happen. Learn to make changes. Learn. Make changes. Network. I talked about it. Get attention. In your office, if the only people who know you are the people in your department, you have a problem. You don't want to hear that. I will say it again. If the only people that know you are the people in your department, you have a problem. Step out. Be visible. Not eye service. Be visible. Most of the real decisions are not taken by your direct boss most times. It is the people that he listens to. The people around him. They are the ones that speak into his ears. They are the ones with the power. The president of Nigeria uses less than 20% of the power available to him. It is the people around him that use the real power. President is traveling to France. Do you think he knows the 200 people they put on the list to follow him? He's not aware. He's traveling. All they do, because I'm aware of these things, they do a list of people, send it to the French embassy. They put the seal of the president at the bottom of the letter. These are the 200 people going with the president on his delegation to France. We need their visas by Tuesday. Today is Sunday. They will get it out, though. You that you've gone and apply normally, it's 3 weeks, they will tell you. But when presidency sends it, it's because of presidency that your own is delaying 3 weeks. Yes, that's how it works. The president is not aware. He just knows he's going to France, and he knows that these are the three people going with me. Every other thing, people use his power on his behalf. That's what happens with CEOs too. Add the wow factor. What's the extra about you? What excites people about you? Is it that you make people sleep? Like Pastor said. Or people are just excited to be with you. They want to work with you. There are people, if I have opportunity today, I will go and recruit them again. Some have worked with me 12, 15 years ago. I will go and look for them because I know they will deliver. Number 9, guarantee what you do. Excellence in everything. Excellence. The more excellent you are, the more difficult it is for you to work with everybody. Go and ask Michael Jackson. The more excellent you are, the more difficult. Because you won't take mediocrity. You won't take anything. That's one thing I learned from that guy. Everything was perfection. Perfection. He worked himself out. But it's that excellence that you're looking out for. For every single thing you do, put excellence to it. Last one. Always. Yes. So, I am done. Final advice. This is the funniest one. Final advice. Take a look at this. At least all of you know this one, Abi. This one is recent. It's not like that one. Every person here has a defined character. Which one are you in this picture? If you can define yourself based on this, maybe you are the smart, exceptionally brilliant type like Iron Man. Or you are the one that has a lot of energy, like Hulk. Or you are Captain America that doesn't give up. Is always there, pushing forward. Know yourself. When you do, use it to your advantage. Use it to your advantage and you are good. I am done. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Can we put our hands together and appreciate the Lord? Sir. Hallelujah. Okay, we have about 5-7 minutes for just questions. So please, just have your seats. So I hope you don't mind standing for. Please, let me have the other mic. Please wave to me if you. This is the moment. If you need clarity or you just need him to push some areas a little further, very briefly, please wave to me so we can pass. Tina, please let me give the mic to John. Okay.
Okay. All right. I want to ask a question as regards to, you were talking about investment in Nigeria. So I wish you can just give more explanation. Like, for instance, you talk about the Sukuk bond. Sukuk bond works like a Islamic kind of bond. If the explanation for it. So, and it's part of the things that the federal government uses to build its roads.
Roads, yes.
Also. So I want you to talk, which kind of bonds, if you advise us as Christians, okay, I'm not talking about the religious aspect. I'm talking about which kind of investment, different from FX. It's not everybody that has to sit down, like someone like me. That's time to sit down and understand and look at the chart and how it goes. I'll use it to write a quote and I'll sell it. So that's how I think. But do you think we should go to advisors that we just go to the advisors, this is the money, guys, go and start a business deal and bring the profit home? Or we should go and sit down and start learning the chart ourselves? So that's my question.
My answer to you is option D, all of the above. Option E is none of the above. Option D is all of the above. And the reason is simple. That is the place for financial advisors. You need them. That is the place of you knowing things for yourself. When I was living in Abuja, my pastor then was Pastor Shola Adesoye, Lighthouse Church.
Yeah.
We woke up, no, it was two services. We came in the middle of service. And he said, if you have shares, go and sell it. That's what the Holy Spirit told me to tell you people now. And that was it. That week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, the market crashed. Super crash. Financial advisors don't know that part. The Holy Spirit does. That's the part where all of the above comes in. Sometimes some things are based on instruction. Sometimes. It doesn't look like it in the natural. But when the Holy Spirit gives you that instruction, you follow. But there are things that are also based on knowledge. That's where the financial advisors come in. They know things. They do research. They can project 3 years ahead, 6 months ahead, and all that. And based on that research, they advise you on what to do. So you need both. You need yourself to know, to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You need people who have knowledge when it comes to the research and the experiential area of it. There's a place, the secular world call it gut feeling.
Yeah.
I just have this thing that we should do this today. You may not be able to place it, but once you follow, at the end, you now know why. So you need a balance of both. I don't regularly do investments because it looks good on the surface alone. Sometimes when I'm not comfortable, you know that warning bell in your body telling you, this is good, but don't do it. Don't do it. I don't. You get my point? So you need both. Does that answer your question?
All right. I think what I also heard is start making friends across your sphere of influence. If you are in IT, try to look around. Even don't go too far. Start from here. If you are in tech, make a friend with someone who is probably a teacher or in some other field. I remember I was talking to Pastor Charles at the beginning of this year. For those of you who know me, you know, I trade the financial market. Well, you remember the prophecies that came at the beginning of the year that we gave here. And after the prophecy, I don't think many of you know this, but I still go back to God personally to ask, what do I do? How does this relate to me? And the Lord told me, stay out of the market this year, you will lose. So I closed all my, I withdraw my money, I did everything. I went to blow it. I enjoyed myself. I put it back in my domiciliary account. But so I told Pastor Charles, I said, this is what he said. The next time I had Charles to also shut down his own, you know. So, but it was a clear instruction. For some other people, it may not apply to them. So there's the spirit element to business and investment. And I think it's also good for us, for those of you who are in Elimsa, is the Lord saying anything to you along these lines? We can always share knowledge. So please, let's try to build relationships. Don't just across network. Don't just say, only tech people for tech people. No. This issue of financial advisory, I think the only person I know here, maybe apart from my wife, would have been Damola, who is now in the UK. you know, I still call him to ask a few things. So we can always leverage on each other's gift set. Thank you. Please, do we have any other question? Busayo.
Was going to be to people who are trying to make decisions as to further education and learning skills. Like, what would your advice be? Like, I know that you already did say have a plan, be focused. So how would you advise somebody that is trying to move between, oh, should I pursue further studies or should I maybe, it looks like product management is the thing. Should I just do maybe a certificate with a leading communication and see how that goes? I just wanted your perspective on that.
Nigeria is a certificate-driven environment. But globally, the world is moving away from certificates. In fact, there are a few companies now that have not bothered whether you have a degree again. A number of the big fours, the big five. They don't bother about certificates again. So, but Nigeria is still a bit far from that. In terms of, they want your certification in this, certification in that. That's one of the things that Nigeria is interested in. Second thing is, what is God telling you? What is God telling you? Because what applies to you is different from him. It's different from, I can say you should go and do a master's degree, and it doesn't apply to him. What is God saying? Because what you see is the master's degree. What God sees is the entire picture. Your master's degree is where you go there, is where husband may be. It is where the connection to the biggest job you've ever had may be. It is where, and God has linked everything around where you are going for that master's. But for you, you're only seeing degree. God is seeing money, family, wealth, all of them together. And that's why he's telling you to go in that direction. And for the other person, God is saying, stay in Nigeria. The person I have proposed in my heart to bless you is here. And then you carry yourself and you go to UK. Right, seemingly right place, but wrong location. You get my point?
Yeah.
Traveling abroad is not the issue. It is you being rightly located where God wants you to be. Does that answer you?
Okay, can we do one more? Oh, Brother Ami, please.
Thank you for your presentation. When you were reading your profile, I found out that I have worked with quite a number of multinationals, and I found out that I also experienced in sales and marketing. So I want to ask, what does it take to thrive, you know, with multinational when it comes to sales, closing deals? They give you a target of $1 million, and you want to get it in, you know, and a lot of smart practice out there, you know. How do you find your way around as a Christian? Thank you.
So let me, do you permit me to be very open?
Yeah, please.
In 2004, my monthly target was 70 million naira. I used to sleep and dream of the number 70 turning like this. I'm being very open. As in, I will sleep and I will see 70 in the air, turning like this in my sleep. And I will wake up. Ha, God, you must do it, too. You must do it, too. After a while, I got targets of 500 million, 2 billion a month. There's numbers don't move me today. That's what experience does to you. If you say my target today is $400 million, it is a number. Guess why? I have achieved 38% of target for the year before. A whole year, I did 38% of target. And I have done 140% of target before. So I know what it feels like to fail. And I know what it feels like to succeed. So what's the worst that can happen? They go out. That's the worst. The minute you walk with that mindset that I did everything I'm supposed to do, life sometimes happens. Let me even give you a 2023 idea. I worked my head off this year. As at June this year, I was 18% of target. June. 18. And I walked my head off. In fact, as at May, I was beginning to grumble. God, you know I did everything. I got some of the hardest accounts that people run away from. And one by one, they began to wake up. One by one, things began to happen. As I speak to you, I'm looking at closing the year as around 111%, something like that, for this year. So between July and December, Amos 9:13 started happening. But I was upset in June. I walked, I walked. 18%. You know, you are looking at your numbers like this. Me, 18. 18%. 18. Do you know what 18 feels like?
Not even 28.
In June, 18. My boss called me and said, yeah, I know you are working hard, but you need numbers. And I told him, but you have answered it. You know I'm working hard. I am not the customer. I said, don't worry. God will do it. Truthfully, one account, not many, one account. Things just started happening very fast, and numbers began to show up left, right, and center from one account. I'm looking at about 111 by end of December, but from 18%. How do you think I felt at 18? You get. One of the things you need is grit. Grit. The ability to stay. Start staying power is one of it. Two, strategy. What is your plan? You have 5 accounts or you have 10 accounts. What are your top 5 accounts that will give you the biggest money? Who are the people there? Do you know them? Do you know what they do? Do you know how they do it? Do you know when they sleep? Do you know their bad days? Do you know their children? That level of detail, know everything about them. The third one, I've given you grit, I've given you strategy. The third one is prayer. Every day, what is God telling you to do? And the instructions each day are different. I can assure you of that one. The instructions each day are different. Most times, instructions don't make sense. And I mean they don't make sense. God just tells you, do this, and you're asking yourself, if this thing bounce. Yes. I'm telling you what pastors feel that they don't say out. Because the truth of the matter is, taking a leap of faith is something else entirely. My first son goes to one of the most expensive schools in Norway. Not by immediate choice. They're just in where we live, there are just 2 schools that teach his level in English. My other 2 children go to schools where they teach in Norwegian, and they are good. He's, because of his level and his grade, he has to go to an English school. But the 2 schools, the cheaper one is full. In Norway, one school class is full, that's the end. They can't take any other child. So he had to go to the most expensive school, and it's one of the most expensive schools in the entire country. My number 2 and 3, if you add their school fees together, times it by 20, that's the school fees of my first child, by 20. And I'm not kidding. When I was going to do that, God told me clearly, take a leap of faith. I will do it. It didn't make sense to me, but because I kept praying, I was a bit... Then God said, just take a trust me, take a leap of faith. We've paid the first set. We've paid the second set. Every single time, the money shows up. And I can tell you for sure, it is not salary. I can say it, but the money shows up. And I'm not doing anything fraud, and I'm not borrowing. The money shows up. He says, take a leap of faith. What leap of faith has God told you to take? Take the leap of faith and let God be God. Every other thing will be fine. You've done your part, Abby. You've done the work. You've done the strategy. You've gone out. Let God do the rest.
Wow. Can we appreciate the Lord? Wow. I think it would make a lot of sense if... Well, I think it makes a lot of sense if we ask him to pray for us. It's good when you realize those who carry certain anointings that are just unique or different. He has told us we need to do the work, and he has been gracious enough. He's leaving these slides with us. So we're going to put it on the group for everybody. You can take your time and go through these slides. There are some people that are coming to your life, boom, and you just start relating at a particular level. you know, it's not like you knew anybody or like you pushed any buttons. It's just the relationship. So we need the gift of good men. You need the gift of good women, strategic people, and the best person to release it is the one who carries it. So please, can we rise on our feet and ask God's servant to pray for us as we receive this?
When we were worshiping the other time, so one of the things that happens to me is that I see things in pictures. Before I hear things, a lot of times I see things, and there are a few people here. 2023 is not yet over. In fact, there is a particular lady here. You've closed the books. Let me put it in that term. You've closed the books for the year. And we've tried. We tried this year. Let's move. The word I heard for you is not English. What I heard for you is Majueloju. It's not English. Let me interpret it in English so that I will amaze you. Yes. Majueloju. That's the word I heard for that person. I know the person. Not that I don't, but you just make it as general as possible. There are pictures. I was looking around, and the Holy Spirit was showing me interesting things. When he spoke about harvest, that prepare for increase, there are a few line items to it. Thank you, Jesus. There's a release of gifts of men and men with gifts.
Amen.
Gifts of men and men with gifts.
Amen.
Those two come with two things. The first one is capacity. The capacity to deal with them. If you meet a billionaire today and you are talking with him, what will keep your relationship with him is not you asking him for things. It's the value he sees. That capacity for value, there is a release in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we say capacity, it means knowledge. It means wisdom. It means you carry something that people want. You carry something that is evident that people want to have. There is a release upon this house.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The next level is here.
Amen.
Some people are ready. Some are not. We have time. The next level is here.
Hallelujah.
The anointing is in levels.
Amen.
Grace is in levels.
Receive it.
When he said grace for grace, speaking about levels, that dimensions. In Ezekiel, the Bible talks about him walking into the water, ankle deep, knee deep, and at some point, thank you, Jesus. And at some point, the water overflowed him. People are moving into new levels, new realms.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Ezekiel 33 verse 7 says, "And lo, I prophesied as I was told, and there was a noise and a mighty shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone." There is a realignment going on. There is a realignment going on. Bone to his bone. Everything is beginning to fit in their right place.
Amen. Amen.
Everything Amen. Is beginning to make sense.
In the name of Jesus.
For somebody here, you feel like, I don't even understand it anymore. I don't even know where it is going. But it says, I should tell you, there is a coming together.
Amen.
There is a coming together.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the heavens that are open.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for the flow of your anointing afresh upon your people. In the next 5 days, some people will testify. They will testify of the unusual. 5 days. Some people here, you will testify of the unusual. There's somebody here, you feel cheated at work. You feel cheated at work. The word for you is recompense. You feel cheated at work. The word for you is, you feel cheated. Recompense. It's happening. You don't have to do anything. And it's not a function of you. It is God deciding in his own infinite mercies to step out and decide, my son, I'm taking over. It is not you. So don't think it is because, I achieved number or I did this. No. It's God stepping into your situation his own way to make it work. It's happening speedily in the name of Jesus. Ah. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the grace flowing in this place.
Amen.
Thank you for your son. Oh. Oh, we give you praise, oh God. We bless your name.